This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
This is Brightside Home Theater.
Home theater nerds, welcome to the Brightside Home Theater Podcast, the podcast that's all about the sights, the sounds, the scenes. And we have one kick-ass of a movie this week. Kick-ass in 4K. The sights, the sounds, the scenes. So much fun, so vibrant, just like it jumped off of a comic book onto your screen. As a matter of fact, there's a scene where it does jump out of the comic book onto your screen, and it's almost 3D. But we'll get to that in a moment. We'll get to all of the scenes in a moment. Thank you to all my Patreon supporters. Thank you to all of my Twitter followers. Thank you to everybody that's emailing, making comments, sending comments, having so much fun on Tuesdays, talking to you guys, listener, take over Tuesday. But let's get to this week's movie, Kick-Ass in 4K. Unbelievable picture. Because it's just so vibrant. It's so great. The black levels are so good. And because it's the contrast with how bright everything looks. Right from the opening scene, and you see all the bright colors. Fantastic. But then from there, just everything about their costumes, the wigs, the gore, the blood, everything like that. So much. Everything pops. And as I said earlier, there's a scene later where we actually go into a comic book. And I really think the 4K and the HDR really make this pop. And it, in a way that on the Blu-ray, it just didn't seem to. Sound. Dolby Atmos sound with some fantastic bass throughout. The score of this movie, the soundtrack to this movie, so much fun. I loved this movie in Blu-ray years ago. Couldn't wait to see it in Atmos when I heard it was getting its Blu-ray cut, coming out in 4K. Couldn't wait to hear that. Fantastic. And it is. It really is fantastic. There's so many scenes where with nice pans. We're going to talk about some pans. I've got scenes coming up like that. Characters. The movie's titled one thing. The movie is stolen by another character. My favorite scene is coming up. Unbelievable scene. It turns into a music video that is just rocking. But this movie is just so much fun. I can't wait to get to the scenes. Can't wait to tell you about all the different scenes that I saw. Some subtle ones and some not so subtle ones. Lots of boxes of popcorn were given out in this movie. Lots of fun was had. If you can't kick back and just have fun with this movie, turn in your receiver, turn in your speakers, just turn in your sound bar, for God's sakes. Just watch TV with one speaker, because this movie was made for fun. It is so much fun. Great storytelling, great action, great sound, great picture. The popcorn is popping. Let's get to the scenes. And where do we start? Let's start where we always start, the opening. And in this opening, it really, really gets into that comic book feel. Nice, vibrant colors, nice blue sky, score filling the room. But obviously, the biggest thing is the comic book lines going by you on either side of your room. Like, you can hear it pan, the voices of comic book lines. Look up in the sky. Flying by you, swooshing by you, as well as the titles and credits coming at you. And as they come by you, a la Superman from, Superman the movie, 1978, the credits coming by and you get that nice whoosh, whoosh, subtle bass, but add a little bit more weight to those credits as they go by. But all the while you have the clouds, you're flying through the clouds. There's a nice 3D effect to the clouds coming by you. The visually, it looks very, very nice. Like I said, the vibrant colors. Then we come in on the bright red wings, and you can really tell in the HDR, you can tell that metallic, those wings are metallic. Nice reflection on them. Very, very bright red. Then as the superhero wannabe? I don't know what you call him, because we're into spoilers here. The popcorn has already popped. We know this superhero wannabe jumps off the building to his death, really opening the movie up for what's to come. And he flies down, but as he's flying down, you have the nice reflection on the glass. You have the reflection. I mean, the HDR really pops, but especially when he first looks down and you see the different cars and the different colors of the cars there. Just this, I mean, everything's just going to be popping off the screen for the rest of this movie. The 4K edition looks really, really, I mean, the Blu-ray looked really nice. But I don't know if it popped like this. I didn't go back and forth on this one. I just sat down with my wife and we enjoyed it. She had never seen it before and she really enjoyed it. but this opening scene to her was eye-opening. She's like, oh, look, he's going to, you know, she thinks it's a movie and then splat. So yeah, really, really good opening scene. Really enjoyed it. Really gets you right into the movie. Nice base at the end there where he crashes and splats on top of the car, on top of the taxi, that is. And also the glass shattering, and it shatters subtly around the room. You can hear it a little bit around the room, but it's really, you know, predominant in the left rear of the room, as that it's almost like the glass splattered and went to the left side of the rear of the room. Very lot more glass sounding over there, but it was kind of spread out a little bit. So check that out too. All right, let's jump ahead to 9 minutes and 30 seconds. And this one's titled Warehouse, because that's what I want you to listen to. I really, really like this. It's so subtle. So we're not over 9 minutes into this movie now, and the dialogue obviously is very clear. We've been impressed by vibrant colors, crisp, clear dialogue, fun comic book, you know, environment type stuff, the kids, all of this, right? So there's a nice base entrance to this scene, the transition. So this comes at probably about the 9 minute mark, but it brings us into the warehouse from above. So you come into the warehouse, there's a little bit of a score, there's a little bit of bass in the room, like your room goes boom, we're into the warehouse here, and there's a lot of dialogue. The bad guy's taped to a chair or whatever, they've got bolt cutters on his pinky, and so a lot of dialogue. But as the scene quiets down and we get to this, the 9 minute and 30 second mark, that's where you start to hear the warehouse, and you start to hear that little bit of a bassy hum in your room. So if you're listening to this at reference level, between the dialogue here, this is where the dialogue gets a little bit slower, so there's a little bit more quiet time. The actors are talking a little slower, so you can hear the environment around them, right? Listen to it. There's weight to it. There's a nice bass to it that it's not, I mean, it's, you can't feel it or anything. You just hear that hum of the warehouse, the whatever it is, metallic. There's a metallic twang to their voices as well as it bounces off whatever's in the room. Because if you look in the background of these pictures, there's bricks. So it whatever. But I really like that environment. I mean, it really put you into that warehouse. I thought that was really, really cool, especially, like I said, as they talk slower and you can hear more of the room, and there's no score, no nothing, just very quiet time in this warehouse. But you can, the warehouse actually plays a part in this scene. It's pretty cool. All right, let's jump ahead to 12 minutes and 50 seconds. You're going to be fine, baby doll. And this scene, it's got so much to it, including great bass. I mean, immediately when the gun goes off, that's when I clipped this scene, because I was like, I need to watch this again because you got a great gunshot. But let's back up a little bit. First off, this is the scene where Nicolas Cage character shoots his daughter in the chest. And it's fantastic because first off, at the start of the scene, you get the daughter saying, I don't like to get punched in the chest. And she's like, because he told her it's just like getting punched in the chest. But when he racks the gun, you're looking at her And you, when he first pulls back to rack the gun, it's on the right side of the room. That's where he is in relation to the shot. And then he finishes racking the gun when you're looking at him, and the gun is in the middle of the room, and now he finishes racking it, and the sound comes from the center channel. Really cool transition right there. I had to listen to that a couple of times. But then when he finally shoots his daughter after the "you're going to be fine, baby doll," bang! Of course, you get the great bass in the room, filling the room with sound. But then the echoes actually start at the left front of your room. The second echo, the third echo, I should say, because you get the first echo at the left front. I think you get the second one off the side. And then the third one actually comes back around, and it sounded like in my room that it was at the right rear of the room. Listen to that quite a few times back and forth. So you get, you know, the nice bass, you get the nice echo at the front of the room, and then it rings out like three or four times and makes its way counterclockwise around your room. It's pretty, pretty cool. And then, of course, you open the scene with that nice gun rack that actually pans from the right to the left, to the center, sorry. Fantastic little scene here. And then this scene transitions when this scene's done with some great bass as they end up at the bowling alley. Really, really cool. Again, I thought that was a lot of fun, a lot of fun. Let's jump ahead to 14 minutes and 45 seconds. Student speaking. This is another one that's really nice and subtle. It's not, you know, a big, you know, explosion or anything like that. It's a transition scene where we're going into the classroom, and they show, this is where they're showing the entire classroom, but you can hear a student speaking, reading like from a book. And as you see the scene and see all of the classroom, all of the kids in the class, you're like, immediately you're like, okay, where's that coming from? But it's coming right from the left front of your room. And as you look down, you just see as she pans off the screen, that's where the student is speaking, exactly right there. The sound actually pulls you into looking in that, pulls your eyes to the bottom corner of your screen. And it was, I was looking around the room and using a, you know, a big screen like mine, you're looking around like, oh, who's speaking? Just looking out of curiosity. But then your ears tell you, oh, look down there, and it's her. She's panning right over to the bottom left corner of your room. Pretty cool how they did that. It's like, I mean, they could have just locked that on the center. You wouldn't have thought twice about it. But the fact that they actually panned her down to the right left, the bottom left corner is what makes that really, really cool. All right, moving along to 17 minutes and 50 seconds, hit by car, and this is where we've been through the scene where Kick-Ass has gotten his ass kicked. He tried to use the suit for the first time, tried to defend himself. He gets stabbed. Great scene, great action, nice filling your room, all of that. That's great. That's obvious. This scene's super obvious too, but it is fantastic at 17 minutes and 50 seconds. So Dave is stumbling away, he's been stabbed in the gut, and he's making his way out of the parking lot, and boom, out of nowhere, at least to us, the viewer, car comes in from the right side of the room, hits him, and the score ramps up, and you get this tremendous bass, because if you get hit by a car, it doesn't sound like this, but the room, I mean, it is visceral. You can feel it. It's the floor, the seat. Everything, it's a punch to the chest. Fantastic bass, fantastic sound. The whole room is engaged. Just a really, really cool scene. Two boxes of popcorn, hit by car. I thought the movie was over the first time I saw it. I'm just kidding. But wow, I mean, how do you survive this? But it just sounds so spectacular. All right, move along to 21 minutes even, and I called this transitions because we get two of them here, one for picture, one for sound, and the first one is sound. The first transition we get at the 21-minute mark, the camera is outside the skyscraper, so you get that nice ambient sound of like you're floating in the air outside up that high on a skyscraper, and you can hear all of the noises, the street level noise, everything going on. But then you go inside the skyscraper to the meeting, all of that goes away, and the dialogue is now that much more clear. I mean, it's clear throughout. This scene, they actually do go back and forth between inside and outside the skyscraper. But for this purpose, at the 21-minute mark, we get that nice transition coming from outside the skyscraper to inside the skyscraper. And then, right from there, the transition goes to a picture transition to the next scene, where it goes from a realistic view of the character on the screen right to a stylized comic caricature of that same character. And it just transitions like that. It's really cool. I mean, a few seconds, you get the nice sound transition, then you get the nice picture transition. And I really think that in 4K, it's really emphasized because the picture looks so good. The detail that you could see in the character's face just off the regular camera shot. And then as it gets more stylized, it looks really cool. And then you get to see Nicolas Cage's hand come in doing the artwork, making this, you know, character on the page. Really, really cool transition there that I think is only enhanced by the 4K and the HDR. So, all right, let's jump over to 23 minutes and 40 seconds microwave. And this one's getting 2 boxes of popcorn. You can put those boxes of popcorn in a microwave if you'd like. But in this scene, this is where the bad guys, the mob, they're interrogating somebody and they're trying to get some information out of them. So they stick them in this giant walk-in microwave and set the timer for 5 minutes. But this scene was so much fun to watch over and over because you really got to pay attention, but they did a really good job of putting you in that microwave because he's in the microwave. He can't hear them. So, of course, the dialogue goes back and forth. When they're outside the microwave, you can hear them crystal clear. When they're inside the microwave and you're looking out, like you're the bad guy there, you're the informant or whatever you want to call him, right? You can barely hear them, but the bass for the microwave is boom, 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 going off. But not only is it getting louder and more, like you can feel it, but it's moving back and forth. And in my room, it felt like it was moving behind me. Like the bass was mostly behind me, moving from left to right, back, left to right, right to left, back and forth behind you, going. It was great. And I almost felt like I could feel it moving and like brushing my shoulders as it went back and forth behind me. Then they go outside of the room, outside of the microwave, and the bass is still there, but it's way more subdued, not as visceral. You can't feel it anymore. You can just hear it. And now you hear the dialogue crystal clear. Really cool effect, because they go back and forth a couple of times. Sometimes you're actually looking right through the window. Other times you're just looking at like the lead mob guy, the guy talking, and you're looking at his face. But it's like you're in that room and you can feel that bass going back and forth behind you. Really, really cool setup there. That's why I gave it 2 boxes of popcorn. And really puts you inside that microwave. He didn't last very long. He goes splat. But really, really cool scene. Check that out. And it's definitely worth watching over and over to get that effect and really see how much effort they put into putting you in that microwave. All right. Next up at 27 minutes, 7 seconds, car pans, voice pans, pans galore, 1 box of popcorn. And yes, that's the title of this sequence. Because the 3 main characters, the 3 kids, they're walking down the alley here, having a conversation, dialogue is great, everything's nice, but this is my wheelhouse. They step out of the alley that they're walking in, and they come up on the street, and a taxi goes by, and whoosh, right by the front of your room, crystal clear, from right to left. Then they step out into the street, and then another car goes by behind them. And then you get another nice pan that is actually layered appropriately, behind their dialogue. First car goes by, that's in front of them. It's closer to you. It's louder. Actually feels like it's in front of their dialogue as it goes by. Then they step out into the street. A car goes by them. And now it feels like their dialogue is in front of that pan. We're not done yet, because now they walk off to the left side of the screen and their voices go with them, pan right off into the sunset. Fantastic scene. One box of popcorn. I love pans. All right. At 28 minutes, 30 seconds, action. And this gets two boxes of popcorn, because this scene is built off of the idea of sound versus absence of sound. So here we have Kick-Ass going down the street looking for a little cat. He's got a little sign, like, you know, wanted, this little kitty that he's trying to find, trying to save the day. And he's walking around and he's asking people, and it's very quiet. You can hear the paper in his hand. He goes into a convenience store and you can hear, you know, him open the door and you can hear the register. Very, very subtle sounds. But then on top of that, the action of three guys chasing one guy through the city streets and the whooshes and the bass and the footsteps and the visceral sound that you get with action, that goes on and it's being placed back and forth in your room. It's like very quiet, then action like crazy and sounds and all over your room. And listen to the feel that you get of it's like you can feel like you're running down the street. This plays out for a few minutes all the way up until the actual action scene, when you actually get Kick-Ass trying to defend this guy from being beat up from three other guys. But that back and forth, that no sound versus the action sounds, placed so nicely, staggered so nicely into your room it's like all your speakers come alive, then they all quiet down so you can just focus in on some nice sounds. Really, really a lot of fun, and really makes you like get into the scene. Really, really cool. All right. Up next at 38 minutes even, and this is where Kick-Ass goes to give a message to some thugs from Katie, and he goes into this room, and he's surrounded by a bunch of gangsters. They're all hanging out in the room, but like I said, start this at the 38-minute mark, and listen to the bass build as this scene goes on. At the 38 minutes, 20 second mark, the bass is a little higher. 38 minutes, 30 second mark. It's even more filling your room. And it's as it grows, you can feel it more and more right up until, you know, he fires the tasers and hits the guy in the forehead with the tasers. But the room is just, your chair is vibrating. My room, I felt like the posters I have hanging on the wall, I felt like those were going to start vibrating. But it was very, very gradual, really nice. That's why I gave it two boxes of popcorn to this scene as well. The bass was just so much fun. But let's move on to 49 minutes, 32 seconds, Once Upon a Time, three boxes of popcorn. This scene is all about the image on the screen. It is stunning. It looked great in Blu-ray, but seeing it in 4K with the HDR, it just really, really popped to me. And let me give you a description. So this is the scene where Marcus, who's the cop, who was Big Daddy's partner as cops, but this is where we get the backstory. So Marcus comes into their apartment and he's looking through the comic book. Then we go into the comic book as we get the backstory narrated by Nicolas Cage, a.k.a. Big Daddy. And the image on your screen as they pan through panels of this comic to tell the story that Nicolas Cage is narrating, there's a 3D-ness to the animation, to the characters on the screen. It is a 2D picture that we're looking at, but they give us a 3D version. It's very like the black lines in the panels that are distinguishing the panels. Those actually move. Like you could see into the panel a little further. very similar to Into the Spider-Verse. When you watch that movie in 3D, those panels that they show, this is an animated movie, but the panels that they show, it feels like you can reach into those panels. And in 4K, that looks fantastic as well. Well, here, this isn't a 3D movie. You're looking at it in 4K. It's a live action movie, but we're going into the panels and there's literally three dimensions to these panels. And it's fantastic. You're supposed to be reading a comic book, and I couldn't get over, I had to watch it a bunch of times. The depth and the curvature in the pages as the camera pans over these panels and looking inside each character, there's a depth there. You can see behind the characters as they're, this is a 2D picture, but there's a depth to it. It's a fantastic shot, fantastic scene, plays out for about a minute, but it's definitely worth your time to watch it over and over in 4K with the HDR. I've got to tell you that if your system is set up and properly tuned, when you play this scene, that's why I gave it 3 boxes of popcorn. When you play this scene for people, when they come into your room, I think they're going to be impressed and they're going to be like, my TV doesn't look that good, because it might look a little flatter. If you're going all vibrant and everything's blown out and you're not getting the proper levels of contrast, might not look as good. I'm not going to test it and blow out my picture, but it looked fantastic. One of my favorite scenes in the movie so far. So, all right, let's move on to 1 hour, 3 minutes, 45 seconds, fire, all capitals, 3 boxes of popcorn. This one is for sound. This is about a minute long of Kick-Ass making his way through the burning warehouse. Fire all over the room, whooshes of flames everywhere, just popping up behind you, just as if you were walking through this warehouse. Whooshes going up on the right, whooshes going up on the left, whooshes going up behind you. All the while, your room is vibrating, you're vibrating. The base of the flame, the whoo of the fire, this whoosh, unbelievable. Just a really, after you're done demoing your room in the great picture with that last scene I just talked about, go right to this scene at 1 hour, 3 minutes, 45 seconds, and just sit back and just watch people like clutch themselves as the flames and the bass just rise up in your room. Fantastic scene. 3 boxes of popcorn. 1 minute long, just in the dialogue too, which also adds depth to the sound in this room, which I talked about earlier with the pans of the cars. It that was meant as kind of funny, but there's also a depth of sound here. And in this scene here where they're running, making their way through the warehouse, and people between Kick-Ass and his buddy there, I can't remember his name off the top of my head right now, I'm so excited, that they're, you can hear him yelling, and it's at different points in your room, but the flames are layered over it. If you can believe that, if you can picture that sound, it's just moving around your room. It's like the dialogue isn't super important here. It's just them yelling out, but you can hear it. But it's placed and layered appropriately. Fantastic scene. Love how they did that. All right, let's jump to 1 hour, 7 minutes, 20 seconds, another 3 boxes of popcorn, Big Daddy. So in this scene here, we have the bad guys have got the video footage out of the little stuffed bear, and they're about to watch it, and we get a really nice cool transition here because you get the lines of resolution of the TV screen that they're watching. So you get that, but then they go into the TV. So we go into the TV to relive what's on this video footage. So we get to see it in 4K without video, you know, without the lines of resolution. We're in the action, but as we go into the TV, the lines of resolution go away and the sound, the score ramps up. Fantastic score to go along with this. With the gun, I mean, the score is so loud, it's drowning out the gunfire, if you can believe that. At reference level, your entire room is engaged. The gunfire is there. The bass is there. Action going on all around, appropriately placed. This plays out for over a minute. Towards the end of it, we get a couple of really nice explosions when Nicolas Cage's character, Big Daddy, He goes to explode a couple of things, and you don't even realize it, but he grabs like this bomb, or he places a bomb behind the, it looks like a fork truck, walks over, pulls the pin on another one, and throws it off to the left. Well, he's stepped away from the fork truck. The fork truck goes off towards the right side of your screen. That goes boom. All the while, let me interrupt here myself, because I'm the only one on this podcast. Let me interrupt myself. All the while, the score is completely filling your room. But then, like I said, on the right side of your room, the fork truck goes boom. And a few seconds after that, on the left side, the grenade or whatever that he just threw, that goes off on the left side of the room. And then the scene slowly plays out to it becoming back through the screen. You're coming back into the room with the mobsters. You get the lines of resolution. The score settles down a little bit. But man, what a scene. Another three boxes of popcorn, because the entire time your full room is engaged and sound is being placed all over the place. Full action, full engagement, all of your room. Another, like I said, fantastic. What a movie. I'm having so much fun. All right, let's move it along to 1 hour, 18 minutes, 15 seconds, Red Mist. And this is where the Red Mist fires up the Red Mistmobile, and which is a Mustang, and he fires it up, and it's pretty cool how that nice, deep, you know, Mustang V8 fires up, and it's on the slightly, ever so slightly, you can hear it on the right side of the room, because the camera shot is inside the Mustang looking at, quote, Red Mist, and he turns the key. And it sounds like it's a little bit right off center, right where you would hear it from if you were sitting right where that camera shot is. And then we go outside of the car and we're looking at the front of it, and with a van off to the, you know, right side of the screen, and the car comes at us. We can hear that nice V8 Mustang coming at us, and it pans off to the left. And as it does, it goes off to the left, of course, but the sound of it actually comes at us first. It gets, you know, louder as it gets closer, and then pans off to the right. So we actually get a center pan where it's a little further away, then it's a little closer, and then boom, it makes its turn off to the left, off screen. Nice pan. No boxes of popcorn, just settling it down for a little bit after what, how many scenes of three boxes of popcorn in a row? Just a nice little V8 pan with, you know, the Red Mistmobile. All right, let's move this along to 1 hour, 26 minutes, 52 seconds, Going Dark. Four boxes of popcorn. Awesome, awesome scene. This is where Hit Girl breaks in to rescue her father and kick ass. Unfortunately, she's too late for a father. We already know that. But we've already been through the scene, great bass and everything, already been through the scene where Kick-Ass and Big Daddy get tortured, and they're going to get exposed. And right when they're about to be exposed to the world on who Kick-Ass is, then everything goes dark. Because Hit Girl is in the building, and she takes out the lights. Everything goes dark, and that's the part of this scene that I absolutely love, because she puts on night vision goggles, so we get to see through her eyes, which is like, all right, here we go into another genre here, a video game. It's like you're watching a first person shooter video game, because her hand is out in front of her in these scenes, so you can see her gun, and the sound is fantastic. Your eyes are taken away for a lot of this scene, except for the nice green shots of the night vision. But when the screen goes black and you just see gunfire, you see the flashes going, those are popping up. And pay attention to those, because as they pop up, you actually hear it, the sound come from exactly where those different pops come on your screen. It's awesome. Absolutely awesome. Not sure if that actually plays out on a 55, 65 inch screen, because everything is going to feel a little bit more, you know, congested. But on a giant screen, on a big 110 plus inch screen, you're going to get that, wow, it's right there. It's right there. It's over there. It's as things are moving around. You hear the bad guys looking for her around your room. You can hear the gunfire going around your room. Knives being like moved, like ding, ding, like slices. Her gunfire, when she fires it, and you can see it dead center, right where it should be. Perfect. Awesome, awesome scene. Great bass. The score is fantastic. All the while, the score is going on in this scene, like the rest of this movie. Room is fully engaged, but the way the sound moves, the gunfire moves, everything, like almost 2 minutes long. It actually might be more than 2 minutes long, this scene. Fantastic scene. 4 boxes of popcorn. Can't recommend this enough. It's so much fun. If this, I don't know. It might be my favorite scene. Let's get to the end. But, all right, moving along to 1 hour, 38 minutes, 52 seconds, Hit Girl, another 4 boxes of popcorn. This might be my favorite scene of the movie. Because this is where, I mean, anybody that's seen this movie, everybody, one of the things everybody says, I think, is Hit Girl stole the show. Really, she really did. She, for just the fact, like the acting throughout the movie, the character, the writing, I mean, how badass she was. It's just, it's all exemplified in this scene. So at 1 hour, 38 minutes, 52 seconds, she's trapped. The bad guys are all coming down the hall and we zoom in on her. Fantastic image on the screen of her purple hair. Everything looks so great. Check out the detail in her costume as well. The 4K with the HDR makes it look so good. It's not black. It's actually purple. If your TV isn't calibrated right, you don't have the right settings, it's just going to look like a black leather outfit. Instead, it is actually dark purple. It looks fantastic. Her hair looks fantastic. The shimmer on that wig that she wears, it looks fantastic. That's the image. The blacks are so deep, so nice, so great. Everything looks so great. But then we get into the sound and the music that's playing along with this. And it's building the tension. And then right at the last second, at the 1 hour, 39 minute mark and 34 seconds, we get Bad Reputation. It's the best Joan Jett video ever. Ever. She goes down, she takes everybody out to this music that's just fantastic to go along with it. She doesn't care about her reputation. She's taking out bad guys. We got clips being exchanged. She's in midair. We have the sounds of guns going off all over the room. She's making Black Widow moves that Black Widow herself can't make. It is a fantastic action scene done by a little girl just kicking ass, stealing the show. Absolutely fantastic. Absolutely loved it. Can't get over this scene. This is a demo scene for sure. Absolutely demo scene. If you show nothing else and you want to show off your theater, show this scene, because not only will the content of sound blow them away, the picture blow them away, but if they've never seen this movie and they see this little girl kicking ass and taking names. No, she's not taking names. She's just kicking ass. That's it. What a scene. Hit Girl stealing the show. We got 3 scenes left, I think. I'm not sure. Let's see. That might be my favorite scene. But let's see. Let's move along to 1 hour, 43 minutes, 4 seconds. Pillows. 2 boxes of popcorn. This is the scene where Kick-Ass comes to save the day. He's got the backpack on, the jetpack on, with the miniguns on top, all to the wonderful music of Elvis Presley singing An American Trilogy. His truth is marching on is the line. That's the part of the song, you know, ale, ale, all of that. I'm not going to sing because it'll ruin the entire podcast. But the miniguns start going, the guns are firing, the music is playing, you're hearing Elvis fill the room. But what I want you to get to is at 1 hour, 43 minutes and 40 seconds, okay? So start at 43 minutes and 4 seconds. let this play out because it's glorious. And, but at the 1 hour, 43 minutes and 40 second mark, all of a sudden, after listening to this for almost a minute, well, 40 seconds for all intents and purposes, right? 40 seconds of this scene, glass shattering, guns for the miniguns are going, great bass, the music. But at that 40 second mark, you're going to hear the thump, 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 deeper, more intense bass, nothing that you can feel, just a thump of these bullets hitting the pillows. As the bad guys are sprawling around the room, we get in close inside the room and you can hear the bullets going through the seat cushions, going through the sofa cushions or whatever, in the pillows, everything. But it's just a way more distinct thump, 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 thump that you're going to get as opposed to everything else that's filling the room. Love the Elvis track, by the way. Absolutely awesome. It's another great music video. This is how it should have been done in the first place, you know, 50 years ago. But that I really like that extra little bit of distinct bass in that thump, thump, thump of the bullets hitting those pillows. Really cool. All right. Up next, we have our final scene at 1 hour, 47 minutes, 50 seconds. Getaway couldn't be more appropriate. Hit Girl and Kick-Ass Hit Girl gets strapped on to Kick-Ass and they fly away with the jetpack. And we have nice music filling the room, but then you have the jetpack, them in the jetpack, pan up on the right side, crisscross going right out the left rear of the room. You think it's all over from there, and then we get another nice pan back across the screen to end that. Well, it doesn't end the movie. The movie goes on from there, but that's a really cool scene. Nice set of pans, kick ass, hit girl escaping. I can't wait for the sequel. Well, I've seen the sequel, but this is so much fun. What a great movie. It actually ends with a nice gunshot. I almost was going to have wind the movie up on that, but it didn't roll. The bass at the very end, how they wrap up and go to credits at 1 hour, 50 minutes and 50 something seconds right there. If the gunshot rolled over my head and I could hear it behind me a little bit more, I would have wound up on that. But it was just a nice gunshot right at the screen. But I'd rather end with the hit girl and kick ass escaping with the jetpack. Fantastic pans, fantastic movie. I had so much fun with this. And my wife, having so much fun watching it with her was really, that's what made it even more fun this time, because seeing her eyes and seeing her, like, how the movie shifted from, oh, this seemed like a fun comic book movie where kids pretend to be superheroes, to, wow, that got hyper realistic with hyper gore. Lots of fun. Hit Girl steals the show. Definitely my favorite scene at 1 hour, 38 minutes, 52 seconds, 4 boxes of popcorn. It's Hit Girl. She was awesome. Awesome. So much fun. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you for checking it out. If this made you go back and watch this movie yet again, check me out on Patreon. That would be cool. You could drop me a dollar. You could make a one-time payment next month, then cancel it, because I haven't figured out how to set up PayPal yet. But if this made you go and watch the movie, why not? A dollar a month. Does that, I mean, come on. Is that too much to ask? And here I am begging for money, because I was told this is, you, if you don't ask, you don't get, right? All right. If it made you go and buy this movie in 4K, I don't want money from the people that are selling the discs. I want you guys to support me. I want to be supported by the listeners. Either way, hit me up on Twitter. Support me that way as well, at BrightsideHD. Or you can email me at brightsidehometheater@gmail.com. That works too. Just spread the word. You like hearing me talk about these scenes? Let others know. Or you can support me monetarily on Patreon at patreon.com/brightsidehometheater. All right. Thank you. That's enough. Thank you very much. I'll be pushing play again next week. We're heading into October. We're heading into spooky time. Going to be a lot of fun. Have fun, everybody. I will see you on Tuesday. Can't wait to hear your questions, comments about this. Did you like it? Did you not like it? Did you support me on Patreon? Did you not support me on Patreon? You hate Patreon. You hate money. Whatever. Who cares? Just have fun. Go push play. Hey, Fred.
This has been a Hey Fred production with theme music by Jeff Bernhardt and Throne Vault Productions.